Hello, welcome to the Shut Your Face podcast with your host, me, Bree. I'm super excited you guys are here. Thank you so much for listening to this shit show. This is the second season, and I couldn't be more thankful for all of our guests that took the time to talk to me. It's so freaking cool. Go check us out on Patreon for early access and exclusive content. And then lastly, thank you so much to our sponsors, Bemar Media and Leather and Lights. I kind of happen to know them just a little bit. They're pretty cool. Anyways, let's get on into it, shall we? Welcome back to another episode with your host, which is me. I'm slowly getting used to doing this like this. Nonetheless, this week I kind of wanted to talk about the viral vet video that everybody had something to say about. It went everywhere. Like, this thing went everywhere. I want to preface this by saying there are probably going to be some people, I'll probably get some backlash on this, and there'll probably be some people that do not agree with me, but I'm going to get into that. So, owning a dog is different than owning a horse. And the reason why is sheer size. So, can a dog kill you? Yes. But a dog doesn't weigh 1,000 pounds. It's a lot different. So when it comes to handling horses versus your other regular pets, we'll call them regular pets, okay? You have to have a level of respect with these animals. You have to have I don't want to say a dominance, because it's not really a dominance thing, but you have to have a level of respect between human and horse. Now, side note. If you are a non-horse person, you need to take 5 seconds and go watch wild horses interact and fight. And then come back. You'll probably have a completely different little mindset. Because wild horses do not play. Those kicks, those blows, when they fight, could kill another horse. Could definitely kill another human. So, with all of that being said, if you look at the responses to this particular video, the video I'm talking about is a vet who has been caught on camera kicking a young horse during a castration. Okay? It has went everywhere. Now he's missing. He's probably dead at this point. Which is very sad, because humans don't care until there's a body. You don't care until it's too fucking late. Anyways, if he was still alive, you would still be dragging his ass on the internet. We only have remorse now that he's dead. Now, before you come at me, let me explain something. Regret is a harder emotion to carry than gratitude and understanding and empathy. It is a harder load to carry, regret, than all of the other emotions, because you literally cannot get it back. Like, you cannot get that person back, that thing back, that event back. You cannot go back in time. Time will always move forward. That's why regret is way, way bigger. So again, if he was not missing, you would not have some of the responses that I have seen. Now, if you break up the responses, you will see that probably 80% of the people that are, like, attacking him, literally attacking him and calling him an abuser, are non-horse people. Of the horse people that are responding to the video, you've probably got 60 to 70% that are kind of like, everybody makes mistakes. What he did was wrong. No, blah, blah, blah. It shouldn't cost a life. And then you have the other 20% that probably feed their animals cookies and then wonder why they don't act right. But, So, we're going to break all of that apart. Non-horse people, we're just going to have you sit down over here. Okay. Horse people. I have watched this video literally, like, up close and personal on repeat 50 to 100 times. And there's a couple of things that I haven't yet seen anybody comment on. Number one, there is galls and blood and a trail from wherever looks like one area to the round pen where they are at. So he's honest with what he's saying in his response, which is no longer available anywhere. But in his response, he said he had to go back and take care of a suture or a piece of something that was going on, right? That's obviously correct. That's got to be correct because there is a blood trail, okay? So that makes me believe what he's saying. I already believed what he was saying from the get-go because I'm going to tell you something. Guilty people and non-guilty, all right? Remorseful people and non-remorseful people. If this dude was just a malicious person with hate in his heart, like he just literally hated animals and he had issues, he would not have issued that apology. He would have just either not said anything at all or he would have just disappeared and killed himself. Like, but to issue that with everything that's going on is like a one last attempt of a person going, it's not me. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I just believed everything he said. I really do. Now, another thing that I yet to see anybody actually comment on or kind of look into is the way that the man kicked the horse. So, there is not a horse person out there, okay? If you want to argue with me on this, I'm just not even going to listen to you. Like, there's not a horse person out there that can sit there and say that their horse has never been an asshole before, never done something stupid, or never, like, frustrated them to the point to where you just, like, plucked them. You ever plucked your sister or smacked them on the back of the head because they did something dumb? Or, you ever been to a horse show and you've done spent hundreds of bucks to be there? You've got everything to a T. Everything's right. You've practiced and practiced and practiced. You've done this, you've done that, and your horse decides to go and shit in the middle of its trail obstacle or decides to miss a lead. Am I saying abuse them? No. That's not abuse. But a little like, you asshole. That's not going to bother them. Again, if you've seen wild horses fight, you will understand what I'm saying. A little is not going to bother them. Am I saying it's absolutely right? No. But then again, are you going to go visit every family in the United States and look at their siblings and go, don't you ever get mad at your brother and pluck him on the side of the head? Don't you ever trip up your sister just because she's your sister? Does that mean they're abusive? No, it doesn't. So, back to what I was saying about wild horses fighting and this particular kick and this vet. If you will watch, okay, his kick is not even a quarter of the momentum and power that you will see an actual horse do to another horse. Also, I kind of got on a rant, but I'm coming back around, okay? If you will notice in the video, the man's hip. It took me like over and over and over watching this to kind of look at this. Because when I initially saw it, I didn't see any type of malice in his demeanor. Like, it's not like he is. Ladies, if you've ever been in an abusive relationship and you can see the anger in that man's eyes when he's fixing to go and hit you, it's not like that vet had that in him. Like, you just don't see that in his demeanor. He's not an angry person. His hip never builds momentum in his kick. Watch it. I want you to watch it. His kick has no momentum in it. So, if you stand up and you can see where he holds the panel, which is not like affixed to anything, you can see it move, right? He grabs that panel and he clearly just knocks his foot forward. What is that? I don't know what that was. My computer just did its own. Okay, sorry, ADD. So, he's holding on to this thing, right? The panel that's clearly not. So that part's true in his story too, when what he posted. The panel's not affixed. They must have had. So I want to see video before what was posted. Anyways, there's no momentum in his hip. When he lifts his leg up, He literally just does a, like that. He just goes like that. Versus, you see the difference? Out. There's no momentum in his hip. It's not like he built up that rate. Like when you're mad at something, you want it to inflict pain. You want it to hurt. That's not in his demeanor at all. So it leads me more to believe that he is right when he says, I kicked that horse to keep it from choking itself. That's the next thing I'm going to talk about. Non-horse people, sit right here and listen. Horse people will know what I'm saying. So, a couple of other red flags with this. Number one, why the fuck is the horse's owner in the house and not out there with him? Huge red flag. Red flag number one. Why is she in the house recording and not out there helping this man? Maybe I was raised differently with horses than everybody else, but there is not a time in my being, and I'm 41 years old, okay, that my parents or I did not have a vet, a farrier, any of those types of people out here to service a horse, and we were not present. We were always present. Every time. There may be a handful of times where we were not present, but it was not something like a castration. It was not something like, it was something where we knew it would be okay. Like our horses were broke. They were handled. Like they, we were still present though. We were still present out of respect for the farrier and the vet. We were taught, I was taught by my parents, and my parents did the same thing. You were there to hold that horse. You were there to be there for them. Like, it was your, to help them with that service. So why is this woman in the house and not out there with this man? First of all. Second of all, that horse, where are these things coming from? Second of all, oh, it's my photo booth. I like that. Okay, anyways, ADD. Second of all, that horse, no more than 2 years old. I don't think I read an age anywhere, and I could be wrong. But wild Mustangs are smaller anyway, so he possibly could be two. To me, he looks like not even one. Maybe 1 to 1.5. Colt, obviously not halter broke. Obviously not halter broke, okay? This is the second red flag nobody's talking about. You got a vet out there who, regardless of whether he should have took the job or not, I don't give a shit about that. Okay, he's running a business. What do you expect him to fucking do? He wants to service the person. He goes out there. You've got an unhalter broke, unbroke, unhandled, less than 2-year-old colt that you've got this man out here handling by himself. He obviously did the castration successfully, initially, because the video you see is the second time. Nobody wants to say anything about that. I would not own a horse if that was the case. I definitely wouldn't call a vet out there until I could help them. Are you serious? When my mare died, when we had to put her down and she was 30 years old, she had gotten locked in her stall. Now, granted, we've been in these stalls in this area for almost 40 years. 35 years. Her whole life she's been here and never gotten stuck in a stall, but it's a matter of age and she was tired. It was just a bunch of stuff. And anyways, my whole family was there helping the vet that we called on call. We were there. All of us were there helping him. Whatever he needed, we were there. And this person's just filming this dude, obviously having, like, struggling like hell with your animal. And the only thing you could say is, well, if he kills him, I'm just going to sue him. Seems to talk about. Is this woman is flipping these horses as they are? What? You're, like, are you just going to sell them to a 10-year-old? Are you marketing them as sane and normal? Like, I'm surely that's an ethical moral thing that we're going to talk about here. Like, what? Meanwhile, you've got traders out here, horse traders out here, that wouldn't dare market an animal like that to anybody on any level. They sink money into them and keep them and train them and document it so you could see it. And y'all want to give them hell, but this woman, you want to support this woman? You done caught me on something now. She should be held responsible. She should be held responsible. Meanwhile, y'all want to drag traders through the dirt who actually show you the progress of a horse that they rescue and built up and do good for and send it to training and all of this kind of stuff. Y'all want to drag them through the fucking mud and give them hell and high water, but this situation, apparently this woman's God. No. No. Absolutely not. Nobody's saying anything. Nobody from the horse world is saying anything about how this woman's flipping these animals. She paid $50 for them and flipping them as they are. Are you serious? I really hope that this vet is not dead. Meanwhile, we got dressage trainers that aren't even getting a slap on the wrist while they beat a horse's head with a whip. Y'all would still be dragging him if he wasn't missing. The only reason why you remotely are posting things like, we all make mistakes, or we, you know, da 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 da, you feel any type of empathy and remorse for the guy, is because he's missing. Same thing with Gabby Pito, or I'm pretty sure I said her last name wrong, so I apologize. Nobody would give a fuck about her situation if she was alive. Just like me. I'm still here. I survived my mud dragon. Knock on wood. And still had the bitch laugh in the apology video. I bet that shit would change if I wasn't here. It'd be a whole nother different ball game. Just like Heather Wyatt's child. But we have got to stop addressing what is not the problem. The woman who posted the video or reported the video or did whatever she did in the context that she did it into that vet should be held accountable on some way, shape, or form. I don't want to hear chalk it up to health, mental health issues. No, motherfucker, that's a band-aid at this point. It ain't no mental health issues. It wouldn't happen. It's cause and effect. It's basic cause and effect. I don't mean to be emotional about this, but I really do because, like, I mean, maybe you don't care about humans. Maybe you don't care about mankind. Maybe you don't care about any things like that. But I do, and I especially do now since I've kind of been through something that is similar to what the vet went through. On that grand of scale, no, thank God. But just on a little scale that I experienced it, even now, even right now, the girl that did the big post on me, I got death threats. I got emails. I got all kinds of stuff because of the way she portrayed a very innocent conversation. Actually, a respectful conversation to reach out to her privately and address something out of respect for her. I posted the same situation as a question on my podcast page, and everybody is agreeing with me. Not that I didn't post it like this person and this person. I just posted like general context, and they've answered the same thing that I said it was. But at the time that it happened, all of y'all jumped bandwagon. The amount of people that I have had contact me since then it's hilarious, actually, to say the least. Like, hilarious, because you talk shit about me and then you turn around and want to buy something from me. I'm a bad business, but you turn around and want to buy something from me. Anyways. Social media is an amazing tool because, you know, businesses would not be able to thrive. Information would not be able to be shared. There was no way anybody would ever know about this vet or about anything if it wasn't for the internet and for social media. But just like everything in life, more money, more problems. There's a flip side to it. And it sucks when these things catch ground and they catch traction and they just roll. Because I can only imagine how that man feels. And, you know, for the record, because I haven't said this yet, I don't necessarily agree with how he handled the situation. However, okay, however, if my cat was in harm's way of getting slammed in a door, I'd probably kick it out of the way. As a matter of fact, I would. I think my first natural instinct would be to kick it out of harm's way. If my dog was in the middle of the road with his leash and a car was coming 90 miles an hour, would I grab that leash and jerk it up? Yeah, probably would. In a fucking heartbeat, I probably would. Now take the car coming out, coming 90 miles an hour, and you saw somebody do that. That would be abuse, right? Let's add a danger threat to it. Then it's understandable. If you just saw me randomly kick a cat, that would be abuse. But did you see the door fixing to slam it shut? Probably not. So let's go back to the vet video. Is there rope wrapped around that horse's throat? Yeah, it is. He's not halter broke. Okay. The panels are messed up. He's trying to drug him. He's not getting him drugged, which I can attest to that because my mare, the vet would absolutely always look at her in astonishment because he would say, this horse should be dead. And she wouldn't be because we used to have to get her sedated to clip her ears. But nonetheless, so I believe it. I believe that he needed to get to sedate this horse and he couldn't. So, there's a lot to be said about the entire situation. Obviously, there's a lot of opinions on it. There's a lot of people posting about it and did post about it and things of that nature. I ultimately never want to cause ill will on any human being. I never want to cause problem on any human being. But this whole situation just really kind of had me a little emotional because I can understand how he feels on a little bit of a level. And it's so hard with the way human psychology is because you are 22% more likely to believe something about somebody that somebody else tells you versus actual fact. And that's on a clinical psychology study. Like, you are more apt to believe what so-and-so tells you about somebody regardless of actual fact. And that's very hard to mentally navigate that. Already being a vet. Like, I mean, I'm not trying to make them feel special than any other industry out there. Everybody's got it hard. But do you understand the emotional toll that vets have? Not only do they have to run a business, period. That's an emotional battlefield in itself, okay? But you are also messing with people's babies. You are putting things to sleep. You are working on things. It's just like the medical field. Except A lot of people are going to put pets second to humans. It is what it is. Nonetheless, I really hope that he's alive. And I hope that his disappearance maybe teaches people to do their research and not necessarily just believe anything that they're told and anything that they see. Because, like I said, I've watched this video a ridiculous amount of times. And when I first initially saw it, my response was just like everybody else. I was like, oh shit. Because it looks like this dude just kicked his horse. Like, are you serious right now? But the more that you read about it and the more that you watch it, there will be little things that'll just kind of stick out to you. And it'll just make you think. Because I don't feel like he's an abusive person. I don't feel like he's an angry guy. So I just hope that maybe society can appreciate social media a little better and not let it ruin people's lives. I've said this before multiple times when I was going through a lot of the drama that I was having. And this is very true. So when my business wasn't on social media, I didn't have any problems. That's profound. No problems, no social media. Random ass problems on social media. And it does do in part with how quick things can spread and how, even regardless if they're true or not, factual or not, missing pieces, too much information, like things spread so quickly. And then, you know, I have a post now on my page that says, what do you call people that are in your views but not in your likes? It makes everybody so accessible. Of course you're going to think some shit if all you do all day is sit there and stare at somebody. It's like when you think about, I'm going to buy a white car. Guess what you start seeing all the time? White cars. So if somebody tells you something, like for me, we'll take for example, there was a rumor going around that I was competitive, even though I'm not competitive at all. There's a rumor going around that I'm competitive. So now when you watch me and you've been told this, guess what you're going to think? Everything that I do. Exactly. So with all of that being said, I think she should be held responsible. That being said, I hope that all parties involved are, like, I don't know, better. And for non-horse people that watch this, I know it looks tragic when you see something like that. It very much does. I know it looks tragic. It looks like this blow and this horrible person. But try to do your research first before you just assume, because horses are not your average little pet. They're not. They're not your little dog and your little cat. They're 1,000-pound animals. Am I saying abuse them? No. No. No, there are a lot of people that, I don't want to say have a heavy hand, but there are a lot of people that have a stern presence with these animals, because you have to have that. You know, when you see people out here that are training horses and they've got horses that are really calm and standing with them and they don't have any issues out of them, that's because that horse looks at that person as a leader. And in order to be a leader, you have to be respected. And in order to be respected, I don't want to say that you claim dominance, but you kind of do. Like, you step into that role. Horses are herd animals. That's how they work. And they have to have a leader. And that's why you see herds out in the wild and you have like one stallion that runs these herds and they will fight. So again, when you see a trainer out here, a person out here, and they've got a really chill ass horse and their horse respects them and they're chilling with them, all this kind of stuff, it's because that horse looks at them as a leader. And when that vet, when you look at that vet video and that horse is not even, I swear to God, that horse can't be one. Not even one and a half. It's young as hell. We just, I do got to give old boy credit, because you can't get me in there in a round pen of panels like that with that little horse. He could very well kicked him in the face. He could have done all kinds of stuff to him. So, I don't know. I feel like I'm walking into a dumpster fire when I say that I don't necessarily have the popular opinion. I just don't think he's abusive. I don't think the vet's abusive. I don't think what happened is near as bad as what it's been made out to be. I feel really bad. And I know I said in a podcast before, like, I'm glad I'm able to handle the comments and stuff when things happen to people online. Because, you know, if you've not been, like, through it, you just won't get it, number one. Number two, I have a whole new appreciation for like celebrities and like really, really, really up there people that constantly get like, you know, the people that like celebrities and movie stars, and they have thousands and thousands of comments on a daily basis that constantly have people coming at them. Like, what I experienced is not even a 1/100th of what they experience. I have a whole new appreciation for that. Like, the depression that I know I went through. You know what? Fuck it. I didn't take a shower for a year. My hair was so matted, I had to cut it off. That's why I cut my hair, because it was matted. I couldn't get it undone in time for court. It's so embarrassing to say out loud. But when you have random, when you're like a good person, when you're a good person, you have literally been so good to people and so nice and so respectful and so like as perfect as you can be. And then you go through something that just takes your reputation, like who you are, and just shreds it. It is very detrimental to your confidence, your self-esteem, like who you are as a person. It is very, very hard to not get sunk into a hole and just... I'd be lying to you if I told you that the thought of myself did not cross my mind. It did. Because you're sitting here and you're all alone and you think the whole entire world hates you. Again, what I experienced is only 1/100th of what people experience on a daily basis. So, you know, this is not a sob story for me. I'm good. But like the vet, for instance, my ability to relate on what he's going through and like to just look at the video and look at all of that kind of stuff. I wish people could just get a morsel of what they inflict on another person so that they can experience it. And then maybe they won't do it. I don't know. Maybe they will continue to do it. I don't know. So if you have ever been through that and you come out on the other side, congratulations to you. That's awesome as fuck. Number one. Number two, if you see people act like it don't bother them, they're fucking lying to you. I will put my life on it. They are lying to you. It will affect you. It will affect you in any way, shape, or form. And even now when I see people like ring people through the ringer and they don't necessarily look at the entire situation on what was said, the context it was said, and things of that nature, it's like, I don't know. Probably the most frustrating part about all of it is the hypocrisy from the people that entertain this stuff. Like right now, I've got a girl that is in my inbox asking about hats and shirts who already talks shit about me. Like, and then I watch people believe them. That's probably the most frustrating and most depressing thing about it. Like, to sit here and tell the truth, just like that vet's post. Like, if you read that post, if you take a second and just read it with a clear emotional plate, okay? No emotion, no nothing, no bias, no side, just a clear emotional plate. You will feel that man basically begging you to believe him. He is begging you to believe him in that post. It's not like a, oh God, I got called, oh God. That's not what I get from that. He is begging you to believe him. Because again, his situation is like way, like, dude was on the news. You know, me, I'm a little bit more down here. But, and I, thank God I was able to like stand up for myself and deal with that. Again, that was very hard. But nonetheless, Jeffrey Epstein, he killed himself. He sat there and denied that he didn't do it. You didn't hear him say anything about, I realized I kicked the horse, I'm sorry, but this is what happened. See, that right there, that is not an abusive man. That is not like a mean, angry person out here beating your horses. Again, if you're a horse person, I'm more than positive you've gotten pissed off at your sweet little sugar dumpling, your little devil animal, and gave it a cookie, but you've gotten pissed off at it at least once and said, you fucking asshole. Maybe you threw a brush at it, or maybe you, I don't know, maybe you scared them in the barn one time because you got frustrated. That's life. Are you serious? That's life. If you expect a human being to be perfect its entire life, please stay the fuck away from me. Don't come anywhere near me because I'm going to disappoint you. Definitely I'm going to disappoint you. Because I make mistakes. But a lot of mistakes and things that happen are very, very situational basis. Just like this shit with this fucking vet. I'm sorry. I am sorry. I can't make myself do it. I just don't think he did anything wrong. I think if any other horse person was in that horse person, you nine horse people, sit down and sit over there. Because you just don't get it. Until you've had a horse or till you're open to understanding the ownership of horses and what goes into it, sit over there. If you're open to it, then you can understand what I'm saying. But horse people, I'm sorry. He is not. I just don't. I think if any one of you were put in that situation, okay, you've got a horse who's choking and you need it to get up and it's doped up and you can't necessarily handle it like a normal fucking animal, you did what you thought was right. It'd be the same thing as him taking a whip and slashing it on his ass to get it up. But that ain't what he had in the situation. Nobody would say anything about that. Just like the dressage rider. There are TikToks all over about this chick who's got a horse in a martingale. What the fuck? Why did I say martingale? It's got a horse on a lunge line, lunging it, and it's continuously taking a whip and hitting it in its face. Nobody's going to say anything about that. Where's the news at for that? That is maliciously abusive. That is a problem. Never in my mind have I made it or taken it upon myself to just take a whip and slash it in a horse's face for no reason. But yet this vet has got a horse choking, an unhandled horse, being videoed by the fucking owners who are inside their house. Like, I have no respect for that. I'm sorry. I have no respect. I have no respect for that or you. You should have been outside with him taking care of that fucking horse, but you didn't care about that horse because you spent $50 on it, and now you want to try to make a quick buck on a dude who put his whole life into his fucking business, and you took it from him. You should be ashamed. That woman should be ashamed. You are fucking with people's lives. And if you just don't care about that, and you just think that that's okay, and you just think that you can just walk around doing that, and that's not that big of a problem, well, stay the fuck away from me.